As we have been studying in Ecclesiastes, and in particular chapter 9, and we went through verse 11, and thus, as it says, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, and it lists 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And in the process of that, that you cannot predict, you cannot be certain of anything. There are things you can be certain of, but you can't be. Life is very unpredictable and very uncertain. Thus in verse 12, For a man also knoweth not his time, death, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, totally unprepared, not paying attention at all. It just happens. They weren't thinking about it. As the birds that are caught in a snare, a bird net, so are the sons of men, just like the fish, just like the birds. So are the sons of men snared in an evil time when it falleth suddenly upon them, and difficult, mischievous, troublesome. That just comes, and you try to predict it, you try to prepare for it, but you don't know when, you don't know how, you don't know. Thus, going back to the end of verse 11, the key statement that helps us, but, because, the reason because, time and chance happeneth, occurs to them all. To no matter who it is, where it is, time and chance call are there to be found. And thus time, remember time, the appropriate time when something is to happen. And then the chance, the incident, the event to happen is the word to happen, chance event. And in the word chance you have not only when it happens, time, but what happens, when, and what? And that's the key, to keep that in mind, when and what. You can't, when something is, and what it is, and how it is, don't know. Thus, if I can, keeping in mind, as we look at time and chance, going over again to chapter 3, just to very quickly remind us, in chapter 3, Remember, we shared it last time. To everything, there is a season, 3 and 1. To everything, there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heavens. And then you begin in verse 2, a time to be born, a time to die. That's repeated over and over and over again. And you have 14, as it were, credits, and you have 14 debits, and they cancel out each other. So on the one hand, you have it. The next minute you don't have it. So you have and you don't have. And you end up with nothing, a big zero. The sum total of it all is zero. It doesn't pile up for you. So that you just collect it all. It just doesn't work that way. So, with that in mind, over in Ecclesiastes, if you would, and chapter 12. Ecclesiastes in chapter 12. And just tying as you come to the end, you're going to see it again. And in chapter 12, picking up a time, looking at time now. 12 and 1, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. While the evil days, trouble, remember this is a time, an evil time comes suddenly upon, unpredictable, mischievous, difficult. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when you get old and old and older, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And what was it? One thing at 15, and another thing at 35, another thing at 95. It all changes. Now, with that in mind, if you would, over in verse 7. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who gave it. So there's a time, and remember the subject matter is looking at the one event that no one knows the moment of. Not even an animal knows the moment of it. Humans don't know the moment of it. Only God does. And that's the time of death. And the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Thus, 8, vanity of vanities, the bubble, the breath, the mist, puff of smoke, and it's all gone. Then the vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. Then what do we gain? Well, down in verse 13, remember. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. God will do what he does in his most awesome and wonderful way. God will do it. Now, having said that and keeping that in mind, let's just exercise and remind ourselves, if we can, of the times and the seasons, the time and chance. God, here they are. God, help us some more. Solomon says, listen, it's unpredictable, the perplexities, the uncertainties, they're all there. Then what do we need to lock on to? Over, if you would, again, to Psalm. Oh, Psalm 31. Psalm 31. Now remember, picking up our thought if we can, in verse 5, David will say, 31:5, into thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. Now we just read that the body goes to the dust and the spirit goes back to God, Ecclesiastes 12:8. 7, the spirit goes back to God who made it. And thus, here David said, into thy hand I commit my spirit, God. When it's all done, it's going to end up with you. And without you, I don't have any answers. Thus over in verse 14. But I trusted in thee. I held on to you. I clung to you. I clung to thee, O God. O Lord, I said, thou art my God. So it's a great holding on. The word is used of a watermelon. The watermelon plant grows. And as the watermelon plant grows, because watermelons to them and by the Nile, where they raise them in Egypt, they would get up to 30 pounds or so. And every place the tentacle would lock on, and tentacle would lock on, and tentacle would lock on to hold it. And here's your word. I trust in thee. I trusted in thee. I held on to thee. I'm holding on to thee, God. I'm holding on to you, God. Knowing what? Verse 50. My times are in thy hand. My times are in thy hand. My times are in thy hand. My time, there's your word time. Up the unpredictable, changing, variable time, shifting circumstances, up, down, off, on, much, little, easy, hard, all over the place. For how long? How long is it going to last? How short is it going to be? And all the things that occur and just being alive in time, the ups and downs, the shifting, the changings, changing needs, conditions, situations, circumstances. They're all there. My times, God, my times. For the believing heart, every step that the believing heart takes, that with God. If you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, every step you take is with God. And wherever you end up in that next step, where you go, God goes, or wherever you are, God is. And you're moving through time. Every step, every step, God's there. That's why you can say, as we shared last time, all things work together for good. Because God is there. God's everywhere. But the normal heart, the ordinary person, isn't trusting God. They ought to, but they don't. My times are in thy hand, God. And though much, little, sickness, easy, health, day, night, whatever it is, God, I'm looking to you. I'm going to look to you with all my heart, trusting you with all my heart. And you remember, if you would, go over with me to 1 Chronicles. That's the one you know. 1 Chronicles in chapter 12. If you were reading Esther, the men, the wise men in the days of Esther, the wise men, they knew the times. In fact, it's these wise men, this kind of wise men, that come in Matthew chapter 2 to hunt out the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. The wise men came. They came from over there. They were looking. They understood what was happening. Thus, 1 Chronicles chapter 12. And picking up, if I may, please. In chapter 12, verse 31. Of the half tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, which were expressed by name to come and make David king. And the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. In other words, everyone was trusting these 200 guys. These 200 guys knew what to do. The rest of the people needed direction, and the children of Issachar knew. They knew what to do. And God gave that to them in a wonderful way. Now, having said that, go over with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 29. 1 Chronicles in chapter 29. And allow me to pick up in thought. Remember now, here is David's life. And if I may pick up in thought, and you know a little bit about David's life, it's easy, the hard. Solomon was a man of peace, David was a man of war. And God used him mightily, wonderfully so. And thus, 1 Chronicles 29, picking up, if I may, in verse 29. Now the acts of David the king, first and last. Behold, they are written in the book of Samuel, the seer, the prophet, and in the book of Nathan, the prophet, and in the book of Gad, the seer. So you have three people recording David's life. You got three people recording it. Verse 30. With all his reign and his might, and the times, there's your word, the times that went over him, David lived through all kinds of times. The times that went over him, he lived, and over Israel, and he lived through them, the predictable, the uncertainty, the easy, the hard, that which was understood, that which was not understood. Over all the kingdoms of the countries, and David, the times were in his hand, God's hand. My times, said David, are in your hand. And when you come to the end of his life, they're going to write David's times, Israel's times. He was king. And God did a wonderful thing with David in a wonderful way. Thus, my times are in thy hand. 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 11. David, again, helping us. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. You can keep going and going and going. All belongs to you, God. And the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine, belongs to you. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee. and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. My times are up. Psalm 31, 15. My times are in thy hand. And God, everything's in your hand. Everything. Everything's in your hand. I'm in your hand, but so is everything else. That's why the Lord would encourage your heart when he said, my hand, you're in my hand, John 10. You're in my Father's hand. By the way, my Father and I have one hand, and all your times are in my hand. In fact, David, do you understand? Oh, he did. That power and might and people and countries and nations and the world, it's all in your hand. Everything in heaven and everything on earth and everything under the earth is in your hand. And I'm in your hand, God. I'm in your hand. Thus, picking up. Verse 13. Now, therefore, O our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. Everything comes of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners. So were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee an house for thine holy name cometh of thine hand and is all thine own. God, we don't take anything, and we don't have anything that doesn't belong to you in the first place. So when we're all done, we need to know, God, my times are in your hand, God. In your hand is everything and everyone, and you're in charge of the whole ball game. And God, we're smart enough to know. Solomon said, if you don't know that, then you are in a very difficult place because you're trying to see into the future. You're trying to predict the unpredictable. You're trying to be certain about that which is uncertain. You're trying to do it. You're trying to grab it. Your job, your home, your health, your wealth, trying to hold it. You should have been just holding on to God. You should have been holding on to God. God holds everything. When you try to hold everything, you know, like John 16, the Lord Jesus said, it's too bad you have filled your heart with such sorrow. Because there's no room. There's no room like in the glass. If you fill the glass up, there's no room for anything else. John 16, you have filled your heart with sorrow. I would like to give you a whole lot of wonderful things, but your heart is so full. There's no room. There's no room. Can't get in. Thus, with that half a thought, David, Psalm 18. Psalm 18. Picking up, please. David had it, and you and I are to be exercised by it. Looking to God, Psalm 18, picking up, if we may, oh, David's great psalm, you know. And in that psalm, you know, just even starting out, verse 1, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. He's my God. He's my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, a shield. and the horn of my salvation, that which is prominent to defend an offensive, defensive weapon, and my high tower. God, you're all of that. Thus, when you come to verse 34, remember, he's a man of war. He teacheth my hands to war, 34, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness has made me great. Thy right hand holds me in your grace and mercy, and your gentleness, remember, gentleness to reply, to be low, to be troubled about something, to be troubled, someone is troubled about something. God, your gentleness, you are troubled about me. God, I am the object of your concern. I am the object of your concern. You know all these things. You have another way to say it. God, my God, I just want to take care of you. Is that all right? I want to be your God. Isn't that all right? That's all I want to do. You aren't God. I'm not God. God is God. God said, listen, if you don't mind, I'd like to take care of you and be your God. You see? My times are in thy hand. My times. And, O God, thy gentleness, you trouble yourself about such as us. Wow. Psalm 37. And all we're doing is letting it bounce off of us. And David pounds the point home. If I can, my times are in thy hand. Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Why is that? For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. God takes care of it. God does. Looking to God, God is there. He holdeth him. He holds him up with his hand. Wonderfully so. Psalm 32. God holds the hand. God takes us in charge of the step. My times, as I step through time, with all the uncertainty and unpredictableness, but it isn't true with you, God. There's nothing unpredictable and nothing uncertain. And so my times, I'm looking to you, who handles everything is in your hand, all of creation, comings and goings, every minute of every hour is in your hand until timelessness happens and time ends. So God, we're going to look to you. Psalm 30, if you would, Psalm 32, you know. Picking up in the blessed truth of God's dealing with David. And David had his times. He had his tough times. He did. There's no question about it. And verse 3, 32 and 3. When I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. I tried to hold it in. I tried to handle it. I tried to keep it. Tried to nourish it. I tried to handle it all by my lonesome. King's Ecclesiastes. What do you know? If you're going to try to answer, you don't have the wisdom, and all the wisdom in the world, all the wisdom in the world won't answer the perplexities and uncertainties. Wisdom won't give you the answer. God gives you the answer, not wisdom. If I just think it through, if I hold it, if I understand, no, God has the answer. God has the answer. You don't trust your thought. You trust the God who gives you the thought. You trust God, not the thought, not your thinking. Do you trust your thinking? Who knows? Because your heart is what? It's all over the place. One minute it's here, and in one millisecond, your whole mind can shift just like that. A millisecond, that's fast. Not as fast as the internet or something. But it's fast. Wow. Your mind, just like that, change. You have to know that about your mind. it'll kill you if you don't know that, because you say, I have time. You don't have any time. When your mind goes, it goes like that, and you lose it. In 1 second, it's gone. You have to know that. That's why you can get off, and 1 minute you can be high, and the next minute you go below, get down low. You're just not going to win. God, I've got to look to you. My times are in your hand. Psalm 32, you know, when I kept silent, and David did, and he kept silent, and thus he was bothered, because he's trying to handle life, look at life, trying to answer what's happening, why it happened, why did Bathsheba come along, why was this, why was that? Thus, verse 4, for day and night thy hand was heavy upon me, my moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. Boy, God, I knew you were there, but I wasn't trusting you. I wasn't looking to you. I didn't commit my heart to you. Verse 5, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. God, I had to look to you. You already knew it. Now what, and you know these things, would you tell me what is in your head that God doesn't know about? What thought is in your head that God doesn't know about? Can you think of a thought that God doesn't know about? Can you try to get ahead of God? Think fast, all right? Everyone think as fast as you can. To get ahead of God, right? Get ahead. Are you going to get ahead of God? You can't get ahead. He already has every thought you're going to have till the day you drop dead. He already has them. So you aren't going to surprise God. You're going to have to look to God. David said, as soon as I was smart enough, my times are in your hands. God, and I look to you. And God, I confessed, verse 5, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And David was smarter than many believers today are. I confess my sin, transgressions unto the Lord, and I was waiting for you to forgive mine iniquity, hoping that you would do it sooner than later. Remember reading that? That isn't what God said. And that isn't what David said. David said, listen, I was smart enough to know that you already knew God. So I just agreed. I agreed with you before men and angels that you were absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I confess my sin. And God, you did the forgiving. You did it. You did it. And that's way back here. Here we are on this side of the cross. And people are busy trying to get forgiveness. Trying to get it. God, I hope you'll forgive that. See? I hope you'll do it, God. Really? And you wait, right? You're waiting for an answer. And you could turn all, 31,000 verses or something, and you could turn them and waiting for the answer, right? And the answer's coming when? God, when are you going to tell me that you forgave me? When are you going to forgive this? And God said, what? I already want. I already did it. See, so if you're waiting for me to say something, I already did. I suggest you read what I said, because I already told you what I did. So please just pay attention to what I tell you and honor me. Confess your sin, and I'm faithful and just to what? Forgive your sins. So here's David. David, looking to God. In it, my times are in thy hand. Psalm 63. And in Psalm 63, just letting it sink in, you know. Picking up, if I can, in verse 6. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. God, I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you. I'm surely going to count on you. God, you're going to have to help me through it. Going to have to get me through, because I'm not going to be able to get there without you. Not without you, God. I'm not going to make it at all. My times are in your hand, God. Thus, with that in mind, go over with me, if you would, to the book of Colossians for a minute. Colossians. And picking up in thought, looking to God, counting on God. Colossians 1 and verse 4. Colossians 1 and verse 4. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints. Now, with that in mind, verse 13. Who had delivered us. Here's the believing heart looking to God, and the benefits are there. Because we're looking and praying, trusting to make this happen for us, to be able to look to God in faith, having faith in the Lord Jesus. Verse 13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. The wonderful, wonderful looking to you, God, to get us through. 1 and 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So, chapter 1, verse 4. We have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. And looking to God, God has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. Verse 27. God has done a wonderful thing and placed us in Christ, and Christ in us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Chapter 3, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Picking up in verse 2, set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth, because God's interested from heaven's point of view. You are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then surely you'll also appear with him in glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory, looking to God. Christ, who is our life. Christ is in God. We are in Christ, in God. And thus, God does a wonderful thing for us. David said, my times are in thy hand. And we're able to say, we are in your hand. We are in your heart. We are smack dab in the middle of your wonderful person. And God, you do all the things that you do in the way that you do them, and it all works out in a most wonderful, wonderful way. Thus, you know, there is in the Congo, Dan Crawford, in his translating work, translated Psalm 31 and verse 5, verse 15, my times are in thy hand. In these words, in order, because you couldn't do it in the language in the Congo, all my life's whys and whens and wheres and wherefores are in God's hand. All my life's whys and whens and wheres and wherefores are in God's hands. My times are in thy hand. Why should I doubt or fear? Our Father's hand will never cause his child a needless tear. God's wonderful, wonderful kindness. God is there, and we are in the Lord Jesus Christ in a most wonderful way, and we're to look to God. We aren't looking to chance. Chance, things happen, unpredictable, absolutely. But we don't sweat them. And we aren't looking at accidents the world has. Things happen that are difficult, hard. But hey, when we're looking to God in Christ, you see everything different, as we've shared 100 times. God sees it all differently. He sees everything differently than we do. That's our trouble. We see it one way. God sees it another way. And so we need to look from God's point of view. And we need to understand that all that we have in our hand that we're facing, everything else about us belongs to God too. So we're looking to God, who helps us each step we take, all things working together for good, looking to God, trusting God with all our heart, asking God to do that which He alone does in a most wonderful and easy way. We're to lean. We don't want to lean upon others. We don't want to look for support or sympathy. You want to be able to look to God. Like we said with the choir the other night, I said, you do what you do the best you can. God bless you. But don't look for thanksgiving. Don't do it because you're going to get thanked. Do it because of God. You'll probably never get thanked as much as you think you should be. Just do it. Just do what you do because it honors God. That's all. And do it for the glory of God. Just plain old do it. Consistently. Persistently. And so, God, in your wonderful kindness, we don't want to lean and look to anything or anyone apart from your wonderful person. Would you go with me to Psalm 34 again? We have a wonderful position in Christ Jesus that exceeds what David understood. And we want to practice that. That there's nothing going to come that God isn't involved with. And you know that from we aren't to worry about what anything. And the verse 7, the peace of God which passes what? All understanding. God. So everything that comes has to come through God. There's nothing, not a bug, nor a germ, or anything. It has to come through God. You're looking to God. You're in Christ. And you're looking to God. And so you're going to trust God. Not what comes out there, not what comes through. Because God's going to keep the heart quiet, resting, looking to God. And in that tranquility, in that poise, P-O-I-S, poise, the heart is poised, steady. And that's how you handle things. That's how you go to war. That's how you win. You're to fight the good fight of faith all the while that you're tranquil. You're quiet, and yet you're full of energy, full of valor. Wow. Looking to God. Wow. So, Psalm 34. Oh, picking up, please. We won't go very far. Verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. There's your word, times, all the variable time. My time and chance happeneth to everybody. I will bless the Lord at all times. That's what I'm going to do. I'll pray. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. At all times, I'm going to speak well of God. I'm going to thank God. Bless, to thank, to kneel, to praise. I'm going to thank God at all times. That's what I'm going to do. No matter what, I'm going to thank God. So no matter how anything, they'll always start off, the first thing you say is what? Thank you. Thank you, God. First thing you say, thank you. Thank you. And say, thank you for all that I don't understand, I don't know, and that you do. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, Psalm 62. Here we are, we're going to thank God. And in thanking God, what else are we going to do? Psalm 62, you know. And Psalm 62, picking up, please, verse 7. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in the Lord. There's your word. No matter what, time and chance happens, doesn't going to always be there. But trust in the Lord, thanking God, trusting God at all times, thanking God all the time, trusting God all the time. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. We're going to deposit everything that we'd worry about, want about, wonder about, get upset about. Give it to whom? God. so that we don't get loused up by it. Because our mind, we wouldn't dare trust it. We will trust God, though. Trusting Him at all times, all times. Trusting Him, hanging on to Him, relying upon Him. Psalm 31. God, what are we looking for? Psalm 31, if I may, in verse 60. God, my times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hands of mine enemies, from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. God, I want your sunshine, S-O-N, to shine on me. You know from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. The Lord God gives you the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. And out of his face shines the glory of God into your heart. Christ in you, the hope of glory, looking to God. And God, I want the sun shining in my heart. That's what I want. Nothing like sunshine. Best light in the world. Wow. God's natural. Everything's natural. Actually, our world's getting back to that a little bit. Not much, you know. Natural food, natural. Eat the egg, you know, don't eat the egg. Don't eat the egg, eat just the shell of the egg. And God made eggs. God made them. God made them to eat. Milk. And that's true. You have to be careful what you do and all that. But when you're all done, you want to relax and look to God. The more you relax and look to God, I wouldn't be surprised what God would do if you would do that more. But I think we get too tight sometime. People get too stressed out sometime. And thus they create the problem. And all kinds of things physically. And you know what? You know, I've got it from, you have it. I wrote to John Hopkins and Duke and I wrote all those places years ago because I had a thing I wrote. I want to know what percentage of physical problems come from the mind. And the lowest was 85 and the highest was 95% are stimulated from the mind, physical, from the mind, how you think. Wow. Think what you could do, and it doesn't cost you anything. You know, you don't have to go to the doctor. You just look to God, and you're going to rest in tranquility, and in tranquility you're going to be transformed. And being transformed, you're going to be able to travel through time with all the different times, looking to God to get you there, one step at a time. Psalm 16, let thy face, and we'll overview it. Were you here? Verse 19, O how great is thy goodness which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee. Thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. God has done wonderful things and will do them, is doing them. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of men. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Looking to God, Psalm 32, verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Rescue me from myself. Rescue me from my thoughts. That's what kills me, how I think. When I don't think right, that's what gets me. And it has nothing to do with anybody. It's just how you think. And no one controls that except you. You control how you think, don't you? You call the shot on what you want to worry about, what you want to think about, how you want to think about it. You do. And God, help us. In the secret of thy presence, protect us. And in Psalm 32, verse 7, thou art my hiding place, and you surround me with songs of deliverance. God, it's a wonderful thing. Verse 21 of chapter 31, 21. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. God, you have done that which is most marvelous and most wonderful in a most wonderful way. And the Lord Jesus Christ will say, in the end, into thy hands I commit, remember's last thing, last words, into thy hands I commit my spirit, God. My times are in thy hand. That's what he said. He did it. He did it. God, I do nothing of myself. You're the boss. Carry me down through the corridor of time in the sea of life, full of troubles in a troubled world. God, cause me to sail through the waters looking to you, trusting you. And that's all you asked. To what port I come to where I end up, God, you know. And remember the wonderful, wonderful thing. They were out in the Sea of Galilee, and it was all there, and all kinds of things are going on. And all of a sudden, the boat was anchored at the shore. In a moment of time, it was all over.